SBS Radio.
Ang pandaigdigang digmaan sa droga ay maraming taon nang dapat itinigil. Ang pahayag ng bilyonaryong Richard Branson. Mula sa pananaw ng negosyo, sinabi ng isa sa nagtatag ng Virgin Group, ang brutal na digmaan laban sa droga ay hindi epektibo at marami na ang nadamay at kailangan na ng panibagong pagharap.
The war on drugs has been going on now for nearly 60 years. As an entrepreneur and a businessman, if something had failed so abysmally, we would have closed it down 59 years ago.
Binabanggit ni Branson ang matigas na tayo ng maraming pamahalaan sa buong mundo laban sa droga at kahit paman pagbabawal ng alkohol, na kung saan marami ang namatay sa pagtrato sa mga gumagamit ng mga ito bilang mga kriminal. Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang matagumpay na Virgin Record hanggang sa pagbili nito ng Universal Music Group noong taong 2011, binigyan ni Branson ng mga kapangyarihan at tinig ang maraming mga baguhang musikero na naging tanyag tulad nila Boy George, Ben Harper at marami pa. Ngayon, nagsasalita siya mismo para labanan ang pandaigdigang digmaan laban sa droga.
It's been an abject failure. It's caused untold misery around the world. People have been executed, people have been locked up, people who have drug problems, instead of being helped, they've been thrown into prison. They've died from their drug problems.
Si Branson ay bahagi ng Global Commission on Drug Policy na itinutulak ang pag-aalis ng paggamit ng droga bilang isang krimen at pagtrato sa mga adik sa droga bilang mga biktima at hindi kriminal. Si Dr. Khalid Tinasti ay ang executive secretary ng grupo. Sinabi niya, anumang solusyon sa illegal na paggamit ay dapat ituring ang kalusugan ng gumagamit.
But health first, which means harm reduction, treatment, prevention, access to essential medicines, that's the second, which is basically not a problem here in Australia, but it is for 75% of the world. Then decriminalizing use. And the fourth is proportionality and focusing on really organized crime and stop harassing the low-level actors in the market that depend on it for their lives. And the last one, obviously, is to take responsibilities for states to regulate as much as they do for any other dangerous or any other risky behavior or goods. Yeah. So that's in a nutshell what we do. Yeah.
Nais ng komisyon na sundin ang modelo ng Portugal na di ginawang ilegal ang paggamit, pagmamay-ari at pagbili ng kaunting dami ng ilegal na droga. Itinutulak nito ang malawakang pagbabago ng panlipunang istruktura sa paggamit ng droga, kasama na rito ang mga reforma sa edukasyon, kalusugan at sistema ng batas. Sinabi ni Branson sa Portugal,
if you're taking heroin, you will not be criminalized, and the state is here to help you. You know, come forward, and you know you can come and inject in safely. You can be supervised, like you're doing here. And when you're ready to go to a clinic, we'll arrange for you to go to a clinic. And within 3 or 4 years. It had become a non-event in Portugal. People who'd been on heroin had been weaned off. They were useful members of society again.
Si Dr. Marian Johnsey ay ang medical director ng Uniting Medically Supervised Injecting Centre sa King's Cross, Sydney, ang kaisa-isang institusyon na ganito sa Australia. Inamin niya, ang Portugal model ay mas makatao at base sa ebidensya na nagtatrato sa paggamit ng droga bilang isang pangkalusugan at panglipunang issue kaysa sa kriminal na issue. Ang Portugal model ay yung ding reformang alituntunin na kinokopya ng Fair Treatment, isang kampanya sa Australia na itinutulak ni John C. para harapin ang mga kakulangan sa serbisyo na ibinibigay ng mga otoridad sa mga may pinakamay pangangailangang tao base sa tagumpay ng injecting room nito. Ang pahayag ni John C.
And not only are we then able to stop them dying, nearly 1.5 million visits, 8,000 overdoses, and not one death.
Narawagan si Branson sa mga ordinaryong mamamayan i-pressure ang mga politiko na tratuin ang problema ng droga bilang isang panlipunan at hindi kriminal na issue. Ang pahayag ni Branson.
regulating, say, as a test, if you regulated and taxed marijuana as a starter, like they're doing in America now, the amount of money that would be raised would not only pay for clinics all over Australia, but there would be plenty of money left over for education, for health, for other things.
Sinabi naman ni John C, ang pera ay mas magagamit para ponduan ang marami pang kama sa ospital.
Half of the people in this country that are trying to get into treatment can't. They can't because there's not the spaces available. They can't because there's not the beds available. They have to ring up every day for a series of weeks. When they finally get into a detox bed, then they leave again and have to wait another 6 weeks before they can get into a rehab bed. We try and get people onto medicines, onto pharmacotherapies, and there's a waiting list for that too.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.